Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey campers, this is Big J Okerson. If you're listening to this, I think you probably know, but I want to remind you that The Bonfire is also a radio show on SiriusXM. And right now, if you go over to SiriusXM.com/bonfire, you can get a special offer for 3 months free of SiriusXM satellite radio. That's a bargain, and you get to hear us live, and you get to hear the whole show.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Something else popped up of New Kids on the Block, and I always go to Donnie Wahlberg. I'm always watching him. He's the guy I go eyes to be like...
It's when he's laughing and pointing off camera the whole time. Like, he's just like, yeah, it's early though, right? Like, we're all not singing good. Everyone else sounds fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jordan Knight and his like, Jordan Knight's face is so serious because you know he's like... This is always going to culminate in this guy fucking up the end of each verse.
And he goes, I'm going to tell you right now, I spent years and thousands of dollars on a vocal coach to be able to keep these range.
Also, when they sing that song, they put a little jazzy thing on it. I know they hate so much because he can't sing. So he's taking the song down when he sings. And then when they're singing, exactly. And I'm like, I can feel it in your walking. Oh, what you talking about? Remember that?
Yeah, they go.
What you talk? Tell him what you talking about. I was like, stop being mysterious, you jag off.
It's just great to look at him. Like, what?
What you talking about? And you can see Jordan Knight is just the whole time like, I can't believe this guy has not quit the band.
Dude.
Jesus Christ. He is, everybody else in that band can sing. Everybody else, New Kids on the Block, can sing still.
Was Mark Wahlberg big before New Kids on the Block?
No, he came out because of them.
Okay, so it was Donnie Wahlberg first.
He produced him. Yeah. That was just his brother was always in trouble. And he was like, dude, you got abs, rap.
Hey, you beat that Vietnamese man blind.
Yeah. Yeah, remember you beat a guy blind and you remember that thing, you're able to punch cinder blocks in half?
Oh, wow.
Now
Donnie,
use that energy.
Donnie, take that.
Donnie, that's a good call. I just thought I was going to go out here and make all these blind Asians. But turns out, I think I'm going to make a lot of girls horny.
Instead, I'm probably going to punch some cinder blocks in half.
Hey, can you just put a chain on my chest? And then a lot of girls just want to fuck me through a fence?
Pretty crazy, though, to be a one-hit wonder hey, and such
like,
a fucking star
I'm gonna be
in
like
the world.
Dan's, I'm going to be like Dan's uncle's dog, and I'm going to fuck through a fence.
But yeah, why it's crazy? Because this was his. It's crazy because this was his first thing. He's a himbo.
Yeah.
He's a total himbo.
Total himbo. Because, that's why fucking Dirk Diggler is perfect.
Yeah. You're right.
That's why he was perfect for Dirk Diggler. When you read the story
he's
of
a himbo.
Boogie Nights and it was supposed to be Leo, it wouldn't have been as good of a movie.
That's going to make Justin and Josh feel very good when I say, guys, the most famous himbo in the world,
Mark Wahlberg. I'd call him King Himbo.
Yeah, Kingbo.
King Himbo. King Himbo.
Because, I mean, this video, and again, there's been like the Patrick Swayze as a one-hit wonder, but he was an actor who did a song. This was what he came out with. This was Mark Wahlberg. This is Marky Mark was his thing, and then got movie roles and became a gazillionaire.
Yeah. Then he became a Christian.
A-list leading man in Hollywood, and just one of the most intolerable personalities, it seems.
Also, I'm going to tell you
he's
right
also
now.
Funny. I like him in a lot of things.
Oh, he's great. Other Guys is perfect.
He's great at comedy. I like stupid Four Brothers.
Great.
I like when he's got to be cool in movies.
Love
it's fine
it.
With me.
He's great. Have you guys seen I Heart Huckabees?
Yeah.
He's great in that.
Great in I Heart Huckabees. And then he just goes into an interview and he's like, honestly, if you ask me, I probably could have stopped Benghazi too.
Yo, don't even disrespect a lady. And if I'm even like 2 miles from you, I'll find you.
I think what I would have done is I would have taken out all 13 hijackers because I would have jumped from plane to plane on 9/11.
All right.
And I would have landed all three. And then I would have taken all the box cutters and I would have opened up toys for little kids.
All right, guys, my dick is huge. God first. Bye.
Okay. God, I love you.
Yo, Lamar, go out there and you guys do that crazy water dance you do.
I wonder with a guy of this ego size, if they're like, hey, we're going to put a prosthetic on you for boogie nights. He's like, why? Dude, this is him naked with a lady in bed.
I could just show my thing.
Look at that. This whole thing is just a sex scene. I forgot this fucking music video is him just being like.
Oh, yeah. Just him getting down with hot bitches.
He absolutely Ooh. Had to get kind of a bone.
But again, why he's a himbo is because music and acting, not the catalyst to 100% of it is that he's in great shape and good looking.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you know what I mean? It's not anything like that. Like, his acting has developed like over like a fucking 25, 30 year career.
I love when they did the thing where they were like, when he did Pain and Gain, and they're like, he's using steroids. And you're like, you think that's...
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's what he's known for.
He's cheating. He's cheating at acting with steroids.
Hold on, bring that up. That's the funniest scene without... He always like, yo, I'm just laying here next to you.
Yo,
and I don't even
can you believe you're laying next to Marky Mark?
Yeah, where he's laying next to that lady.
Body's healthy. God damn. How much the Funky Bunch hate walking behind this white dude?
Can you feel it, baby?
I can't too.
Great. Well, now you're just... Yeah, you want to knock substances, but you're pushing sex addiction. So, good job. You're going to break up a lot of families.
Body's healthy.
I never even realized it until I was older that this is an anti-drugs and alcohol song.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about feeling the vibration. You don't need substances. Read the lyrics. It's fucking dorky as shit. Don't forget. Get a designated driver. And also, if you've had two, that's probably two too many. Marijuana's stinky. Ew.
Damn, dude. When Donnie Wahlberg helped him get this deal, and it was a one-hit wonder, I bet Donnie Wahlberg was like, hey, look, man, we gave it a shot. You know what I mean? And then he just went on to become so much more famous. I'm getting mine, so get yours. I want to see sweat coming out your pores. On the house tip is how I'm swinging this. Strictly hip hop, boy. I ain't singing this. Bringing this to the entire nation.
Go down lower, because he says without substances. Donnie D, break it down. Donnie D's on the backup, drug free, so put the crack up. No need for speed. I'm anti D-U-R-U-G-G-I-E. See? Oh no, my body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And the Funky Bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel the vibration.
Yuck.
I'm a fucking dork. I'm going to tell on you if you do drugs. Hey,
I almost killed a Vietnamese guy because he was talking about drugs.
I just noticed you were down at the bus stop and you were smoking weed. And I think the dean should hear about that.
Damn, dude, he sucks.
Yeah, dude, he sucked. His daily routine, I love that's one of the first things that comes up.
Always.
Where he's like, I do 30 minutes of praying, and then I play 18 rounds of golf in 25 minutes.
He figured something out, man. It's one of those things, it's like a Kardashian. You can shit talk all you want, but they figured something out. Wow. They figured something. Listen, everything he's doing wrong, like, he's doing like the wigger thing, and then again, like the crew of five black dudes walking behind him who... completely hate what they're doing, but they think it's like means to an end for sure. His crew of black dudes that he was leading, there's no way that was real.
He goes, hey,
a gig.
There was a moment where he goes, hey, nice to meet you. My name's Mark. I think we're going to be friends now. And they're like, yeah, whatever, man.
Hey, you don't mind being friends with me, do you?
Hey, if I put you in a Boston Bruins jacket and you walk behind me in an alley, will I have no shirt on or some overalls? Is that cool?
He's like, yeah, man, we'll walk behind you. He goes, whatever. All right, here's the last thing. You guys are called... the Funky Bunch.
He goes, who named us? That's the one.
You guys are a bunch of funkies.
Because you're funkies. I don't use the N-word. I use the F-word. You go, we got a bunch of funkies.
Oh, these funkies?
Yeah.
They're my Funky Bunch.
They're my Funky Bunch.
Oh, hey. These funkies here?
He goes, I don't know. We're going to do drugs.
Oh, God, no. Oh, Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch doesn't do drugs.
I have his
what do you mean, man?
I have his brother singing recently. Let's see if he still has it. New Kids on the Block this year.
Okay.
Nope.
It's weird that it's all olds singing to olds now. This has completely lost the allure of being young.
Oh, it's the best hearing the old men talk about. It's like, and then I'll get you after school, then we'll go to your parents' house.
Yeah,
I'm 60.
She goes, my mom, she goes, my mom died years ago. They don't live in that house anymore. My dad's in a care facility.
Yeah. Oh,
can you keep it down, girl? My grandkids are staying over in the next room.
Can you bring my blood thinner medication to me? I'm gonna love you after I take these baby aspirins.
Hey, Centrum Silver sitting on my nightstand.
Fox News makes a lot of good points.
Come over, girl. I'm gonna take off my slacks.
Hold on, let me call this number. I need to buy some gold.
Slip off my hush puppies and take off my tidy whitey underwear.
Hey, do you guys know that it smells like marijuana in here?
Are you guys partying?
Mark Wahlberg being a narc.
That's a road hearing. He's the fucking RA who gets in the block.
Oh, man. No, Mark Wahlberg, though. Just being
Mark Wahlberg's the RA.
Yeah, where he goes.
So I'm saying those guys are all partying.
They're like, Donnie, your brother's around again. He goes, you guys. It smells a lot like marijuana in that
hole. I'm not saying it's you guys, but like, I don't have to call the dean.
I was just praying and then doing more ab workouts. And I noticed that.
I was doing my mid-evening when I set an alarm to wake up and do a 15-minute quad blast.
Are you guys all right? I noticed you guys had beer, but none of you are 21.
And you guys got ID?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't legally pat you down, but like.
Hey, Jordan.
Would you let me?
Jordan, how many of you had tonight? I don't think you should be driving.
Give me your keys, Jordan.
You're not going off pure vibrations.
You should have let bygones be bygones. So give me the fucking keys.
So let me in the hotel room. Yeah, dude. It's crazy. When I found out it was an anti-drug song, it made me dislike Mark Wahlberg. And Boogie Nights is my favorite movie.
Crack is whack. So y'all ain't saying that.
Yeah.
I love.
What's some B-cuts? Have we ever listened to B-sides on that album?
Just another Marky Mark song?
Yeah, bring up Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch full album. Because there's got to be a bunch of stinkers on there. Because they really knew Feel the Vibration was going to be.
That's the one.
That's it. Lock it up.
Before they even test it. Make the video.
Got it.
It's all in that one song.
He goes, but I wrote some of my own songs about how crack is whack. Dude, it's basically a dare album.
Mother's Against Drunk Driving, y'all.
Oh, man, I wish we had callers.
Because I'm mad.
Because I know callers.
Mother's Against Drunk Driving, y'all.
I know there's listeners right now that are like, you guys are missing this song because we don't know about it. That's got to suck. Someone went deep on Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch when they were young and just knew.
Someone's got a tattoo.
Names of these songs.
So like, what are those two autographs you have tattooed on your neck? He goes, that's two of the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, they're R.I.P. make me say ooh. Please play Make Me
there
Say
it is.
Ooh.
Please.
And please tell me that Master P.
Tell me there's another video somewhere. Do they make any other videos? I bet there's another video.
All right. Oh, it's all him just breaking bitches off.
Ooh, you like that girl?
Uh-oh, I'm in my bulldog stance.
My nipple's a little bit chafed from my chain.
You send cold chills up my spine. From your lips to your toe-tips, it's how I'm gonna kiss you. If ever you leave, girl, you know that I'll miss you. I want this forever. Me and you together. Your body's so beautiful.
He sucks, man.
Play before we get to another music video, play the Funky Bunch Good Vibrations Club MTV.
Oh yeah, live?
Live. I want to see. We were shitting on
him. Bet he's lip syncing.
He has to be lip syncing. God, dude. Club MTV.
Oh, this is like this reminds me of like sneak watching downtown, MTV at my friend's house.
Downtown Julie Brown, wubba wubba wubba. Great pussy hair. Oh, okay. I was going to say. I thought that.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the television premiere of my little brother, Marky Mark, and the Funky Bunch. And this
Marky Mark. He's so fucking Boston. Go back. He's like,
Khaki
yeah,
Hawk.
Whatever. Don't fucking touch me. Anyways, if that fucking blind Asian guy's listening to this right now, you're fucking not getting your money.
Hey, Donnie, way to not be performing and still wearing leather pants, you
dude,
dickhole.
He's 91, dude. He had to keep that on, or else women would just grab his cock.
And standing next to me, I've got, I've got Donnie here for New Kids on the Block. You're here for a big reason, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the television premiere of my little brother, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, and this is a record that I produced called Good Vibrations featuring Lolita Holloway. So, you know, we're going to debut it right here on Club.
Look at that ponytail.
Okay, yeah. Let's kick it. Good Vibrations, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
She just has to start dancing.
Damn, Donnie should have got a piece of Downtown Julie. How hot was she?
Yeah. British
black chick.
You know what's funny?
Give me all the feels.
Hey guys, Drugs are bad.
Oh, he's going live.
Dude, look how hard he's sagging.
He wears his boxers high and his pants low.
Yeah, dude, he dresses like he was found in a river. What is he, Kyle Reese?
Oh!
Look at him go. He's fucking great.
Shut up, Christine.
Is that Sapphire, Dusty Rhodes' old manager?
I love he's doing the dances.
Christine is melting.
Oh my god, he's so hot.
Yo, Christine, make me pischetti again. Yeah. That's too many carbs.
Yo, I think that sauce was ketchup.
He goes, hey, Christine, I don't want to be an asshole about this, but I think you were smoking marijuana in the kitchen, and that's really gross.
I'm starting to think this isn't a vase, and it might be an actual bong. I've been doing some reading.
I know you told me that this was seasoning, but I don't think it is.
Yo.
I don't think this is oregano.
Damn, oh, she ain't singing.
She's moving.
Goddamn right she is. She's
well, as much moving. As she can.
Dude, I love her jacket.
Yeah. Shame diabetes took her foot. Many want to know who done this. Marky Mark, and I'm here to move you.
I'll prove you, and I'm here to prove to you that we can party on the positive side of positive vibes. If you were a time traveler, right, and you went to this.
Look at just, these guys hating their job.
And you just stood next to somebody and you go, he's going to be a major movie star. They'd be like, what? I'm sorry, what? And you go, major movie star.
You're going to love a movie he's in.
Your kids are going to love
there's
it.
A there's a movie this guy's going to do that you're going to say is like top five for you, yeah. Probably.
This guy's the star of my favorite movie. And like, what? I'm sorry, what? Time traveler?
Nah, which one? One of the guys in the background was like, Bruce breaking into the business? He goes, no. The idiot up front.
It's just a legit triple threat.
What?
Oh, she's all horny.
You think musically he's nailing it.
Hey, Christine, can you not get on mic when you're in heat?
I think he is.
Oh, shit. Christine, put a diaper on and cone her head.
Oh, dude, look at it. Of course he came out.
Oh, the overalls.
Bring it back. Dude, bring it back. He was like, I'm going to take this jacket off.
He's like, you know what? He goes, it's going pretty good out there, but let's kick this up a notch. Let's fucking Emeril Lagasse bam this
while
shit.
While they were doing the rehearsal, he goes, and just to let you know, I'd probably get about 4 or 5 mops, because I'm going to come out near the end of the song, and I'm not going to have a shirt on, and every girl's going to feel like a water just broke.
Yo, it might be like a liability to be on that floor afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are good hockey skaters, ice rink skaters, but it's going to get pretty slick out there.
Dude, I mean, I guess any time in life, but in the 90s, dude, that was the body that was just crushing every pussy in your school.
What, a guy with abs?
Yeah,
what,
just like a hot guy?
No, just like, yeah. No, but I'm saying, no.
A perfect body?
No, I'm saying, but like, that's like more like a surfer big body build, you know what I mean?
I would take that build.
Like, super skinny, but like, muscles on it.
Yeah, I mean, what's the other way to get that? Oh, like, beefy build?
Yeah, this guy's like, he's like a big thing. There's like guys that are way bigger than him. Do you know what I mean? Some of the guys behind him are bigger than him, and he's just shredded.
Well, isn't he also young here? How old was he here?
Oh, no, he got significantly, like, thicker in his life. Yeah, for sure. Four brothers. He was big.
This is high school gym stud. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had the body in the 90s that was like, you knew a guy who was built like this.
Jumped right in.
Hanging in pussy.
Jumped right into the dance line.
Christine called him a triple threat.
Oh, he missed. Did you see that? Go back.
It's time to introduce her.
He goes...
Oh, he's cracking.
Yeah, he says a little summer rain.
And he's got it, right? Got it. Moving, misses.
No, he was striking a pose. He hit an air hug.
Oh, he's... I couldn't...
Hey, everyone, you guys remember Roz from Night Court?
Yeah. That's crazy. We got Marshall Warfield. We got Marshall Warfield on the track.
Yo, give it up for Roz from Night Court. They just keep telling him it's Roz. Sure, dude. Sure, it's Roz.
Whatever.
Marshall Warfield.
Yo, feel the vibration. Get him, Marshall.
Tell him Marshall Warfield. I keep telling you I'm not Marshall Warfield.
Stop it. I'm going to keep calling you John
Roz.
I'm going to call you John Larroquette, white boy. Yeah. And no one's doing drugs, right? Hey, guys, how whack is cocaine? Everyone's like, shut up.
Damn. Remember they thought kids wanted to watch?
Look at that move. Look at that move. Go back. What's the time marker on that? 440.
The girl thumping?
Dude, go to 440 on this.
Doing the Dawkins?
Yeah, dude. Look at it. And we'll tweet this out at the Bonfire SXM. Right here. 440. Bring it up.
She was doing the African dance from Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, you're right.
I gotta tell you,
they're dancing around her, dude.
What year?
That's awesome.
What year did it stop?
This little black lady with all these dudes dancing around her.
When did it stop? The era of this is over. of people thinking that other people they want to watch other people dance.
Oh my God, that's what the grind
was. There
was
a lot of shows.
The grind. Yo,
we were just going to those before that. My mom used to watch Dance Fever, Dance Party USA was on.
Soul Train.
Danny Terrio, yeah, huh?
Soul Train.
Soul Trains, and I went. They thought that people wanted to watch other people dance.
Yeah, I remember it used to come on like before wrestling on shit, and I'd be like, yeah. "Who's watching dancing this early?"
Well,
it's
Soul
Train, 9 a.m.
Soul Train would get there. Was a lot of like that was fat asses and titties in tight gold lame shit.
Yeah,
and
like
it
disco
was,
shit.
It was. I was saying Soul Train was like the best. Like, look. Because everyone was like scantily clad at one point in that.
Bring that back, Christine, about just till she brings them out, because I want to hear him be like, so you guys, this is the Funky Bunch? You're never going to hear from them again in about 4 years. Some of them are going to work at shoe stores, and they're going to resent me, because I'm going to go on to be the biggest thing in Hollywood.
Downtown Julie Brown's like, wub, 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 but it's a little humid in here, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting a little sticky, icky, icky.
It's a little swampy in the room.
Over here, getting down with the Funky Bunch, Marky Mark. Come on, Lolita.
Pay your respects to Ross.
My man Rasta Phil.
So you were New Kids on the Block. Why'd you quit?
You know, it just wasn't my thing. You know, this was more my style. Like, first tune we ever did, me and Donnie did a rap tune together, and like kind of went in a different direction. So I just decided to do my own thing. Me and Donnie did it together. So. Still doing my own thing. This is me, you know.
Well, the album.
He said nothing.
He said, "This is me." This
somebody
is
transcribe that for me. Go back to that, Christine. I want that transcribed. What's my thing? This is my thing. So I want to do it on my own thing with Donnie. I did it with Donnie, my own thing. But I'm still doing my own thing with Donnie.
Also, I didn't know he was in New Kids in the Block originally.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, before they popped though.
He's like, you know, are they talking about me? They did a lot of drugs, and I thought that was pretty bad.
It wasn't really my thing. You know, those guys were like potty and stuff, and I'm more into like juicing and shit.
They would drink, and that gets scary, because they're not who they are. You know, they're different people. Anyways.
Cheese and rice, it's hot in here. He doesn't curse.
It's Bananarama. That's really hot in here.
Cheese and rice is on here. Oh boy.
Gosh darn. Gosh darn if it wasn't the funniest thing I've ever done. I'm not cussing, you're so corny.
He was look, people said that I thought because the blog was a bunch of bull poop. But it's a bunch of cock off, yes, man.
You know, I was mad as H double hockey sticks. Rice and beans.
Cheese and rice. It's hot up here. Oh boy.
You know, and I don't know. I just watch them have a couple wine coolers, and next thing I know, they're just acting different, and it's making me feel real bad.
Downtown Julie Brown, you want me to go downtown and read you some Bible verses?
Oh, yeah. You want to go have some clean fun? I play that.
You want to have a nice date?
I was a New Kids on the Block, and I'd appreciate it if you don't bring it up, or else I'll blind you.
And then as soon as you get on set for a music video, he goes, which one of these girls am I making love to?
Okay, do you want me to aggressively hump them?
Jeez, right.
So you were New Kids on the Block. Why'd you quit?
You know, it just wasn't my thing. You know, this was more my style. Like, first tune we ever did, me and Donnie did a rap tune together. And like, kind of went in a different direction. So I just decided to do my own thing. Me and Donnie did it together. So. Still doing my own thing. This is me, you know.
Well, the album is music for the people. What sort of music is it then?
My own thing.
It's for the people. It's pure hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's deep. It's not basically just saying, talking about my car or nothing, you know. It's from the heart, you know what I'm saying?
Hot.
It's for the people. It's not for money. It's not for the fame, because G's got crazy dough anyway. So we doing it to let everybody know what we're about, you know what I'm saying? All that talk and all that yang is going to stop. They know what time it is now.
All right,
I don't know what
he's
talking about.
It's hot guy talk.
That was foreign language.
We got to bring in the himbos to translate.
The himbos got to translate. Old Donnie Wahlberg interviews.
Yeah, Justin goes, I know what he's saying. He's saying like it's about him and his own expression of his own art. And he
what's he trying
to
say here exactly?
Josh goes, oh, exactly, Justin.
Oh, also, you know what? Like I said, I can't add too much to that, Justin Nanda, but I will say also, he's doing his own thing.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's an early himbo dialect.
That's from the northeastern region.
He goes, I'm going to tell you, that's him.
himbo Sanskrit. It don't really do a lot of doing my own thing anymore.
It's like UFO drawings on a cave.
I'm reading hieroglyphics. Himbos. Actually, they give you a good diet right there on the window. Giving you a diet.
Hey, tell that, Julie Brown.
I don't know. I was doing my own thing. The next thing I know, someone was smoking a cigarette.
I saw this girl smoke. He goes, hey, tell that, Julie Brown. Why don't you tell the people that you were doing cocaine in the back?
What? I saw you.
Oh, no. What would you say that for?
Oh, I'll tell you. He goes, yeah, you hit it right in your necklace. It was pretty clever.
Yeah. You think you got one over on me, but guess what? You never got one over on Marky Mark.
I'm McGruff. I completed there.
I'm a McGruff crime dog. All right, guys, I gotta go. Only you could stop forest fires. Bye.
You know who my two favorite people are? McGruff and Smokey the Bear, because they're about responsibility.
Two of these black guys have to shave my body while I put my arms out like Jesus.
Touch me, I'm smooth like a seal.
I slice through water.
Gonna take a quick break. Gonna be right back. This is my right before commercial voice. So feel the vibration.
You're doing great. You're doing so good. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, back to the bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. He will rock you. The heat will roll you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul.
Welcome back to the Bonfire, Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. We're talking Marky Mark.
God damn
it. Yeah, that body, though.
Man, the rest of that album looked entirely.
Go back
so
to his
bad.
Other. There
song
was two other videos.
Was terrible.
Oh, we gotta watch
I'm
going to
listen
video.
To the whole thing this week.
I didn't know we were going to fall into Mark Wahlberg pit.
Why not? Completely. There's two other videos.
On a Lost Tapes? I'm completely.
Now, Wild Side, I do remember, and it's just a terrible redoing of
Lou Reed.
Of Lou Reed's song.
What?
But give it a whirl.
How did they pitch that? He goes, I want to cover Lou Reed.
And he goes, and the colored girls go, do, do, do.
Do you mind? Hey, do you mind if we cover some Simon and Garfunkel? Bridge over troubled water?
Like a bridge over troubled waters. Ah, stinky poop.
No drugs.
America the beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Let me introduce y'all to the wild side.
What? Gotta take the shirt off.
Burning a flag.
And it was a high school cheerleader. Pom-poms and bobby socks, and no girl was free to come prom time. Everybody was on the line. All the fellas singing nickel and dime. Tales about love and lust and trust. But Annie took it all in stride, cause deep inside, Annie had aspirations. Besides that, she had expectations. She wanted to be a chemical engineer, making 50 to 55,000 a year. Her first year of college was
a chemical engineer that can make up to 55,000 a year? That wasn't amazing back then.
Yeah.
And showed her things that made heartbeats accelerate. Annie took a hit, breathed two short breaths. One for life, the last for death.
He really was just a fucking narc artist.
What a fucking dork.
He's just doing all anti-drug shit. Where you're like, I don't know. At the same time, Guns N' Roses is like, we're living fucking wild right now.
On the wild side.
On the wild side.
So this white girl started doing crack. Now she's dead in the streets.
And now they're at their. Oh, now it's raining.
The Funky Bunch has to mourn. Hey, Funkies. Hey, you bunch of Funkies.
You know what's crazy? Hey, Funkies. Come with me. We got to go to this new burial plot. This girl died. Oh, dude.
No raincoat for the sax player?
Annie's dead.
There's just Annie? Annie?
She's wailing sax over her grave.
Oh, what's this guy's story?
So Ron figured out a faster way to make money. Before you know it, he's a rich man. Gold on every finger of his hand. A brand new BMW, a condo.
No gold.
Ron ended up for John Doe. A body was found in the alley but never claimed. Full of bullet holes with none to blame. Ron became another victim of homicide. Because he chose to walk on the wild side.
Ron was wearing a suit. No one claimed his body?
Yeah, no one. Damn, dude. I mean, he wore the baggiest of clothes.
Every song is about being a narc.
Yeah. Why these black ladies care about this dead white man? I don't give a shit.
Yo, and the color girls go.
He goes, I'll probably change that. Also, you're standing on my father's grave.
And the black, yeah. Hey, can you guys stop shooting this over and over again?
A top paying job, a good life, a good wife, a baby boy on the way any day. A gentleman attitude is all he displayed. Cal was the wife he loved and adored. Her family and friends treated him like an ambassador. One night on the other side of town, a police dispatcher picked up a weird sound. Charles on the car phone asking for help, claiming a burglar shot his wife and himself. His pregnant wife lay slumped over. Her dreams corrupted, a young life over. Extensive searches throughout the projects put a lot of people through misery and wreck. Everyone a suspect till someone
what
was found.
What the fuck is
interrogated because his skin was brown. Then there was Bennett, guilty until proven so. But soon as the case started moving slow, what do you know? Sure as a seagull gets web-toed, Charles was the culprit.
The whole plot was an insurance scam. Charles and his brother came up with a plan. Kill Carol, collect the big.
Dude, I love it.
This is horrible.
Mark Wahlberg is, we can cut it. Mark Wahlberg is just straight up a snitch artist.
Himbo. What the fuck? Oh,
what?
Did you show a guy commit suicide off a bridge?
He jumped off a bridge.
And there's one more. Go to the other one. I don't know it all. There's another music video.
And that was sad. But you know what's better? He didn't do drugs. So now he's not a dad. I'm a fucking dork.
You heard it here first.
Also, you were speeding. That's pretty.
Yo, funkies.
Cars are going by. I'd like to yell, you're going too fast.
Yo, funkies. Punch for these motherfuckers.
Gonna have a good time with what? What are you gonna have a good time with, Mark?
A black woman singing for sure again. Nailed it.
I want to go back to this fashion.
Well, me too. I'm okay with that.
Just big baggy clothes.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that, dude.
I'm
ready to rock a fucking knee-length leather jacket again.
This is 92. They knew that he sucked. Why is he wearing a Philly Blunt shirt? You're against drugs.
Is he really?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I tried drugs. It was pretty good. Now I'm hanging in the hood.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried, I wish you would.
He goes, I was on tour. I feel the vibration. Someone gave me weed. That shit's awesome.
Is this what you guys have been doing the whole time?
Why didn't you guys tell me this was so good? Wait, is this just another cover?
Is it?
It's certainly sampled.
Here we go.
Oh, this is for racial equality.
Why don't you invite one other white guy to come hang out with your funky bunch? You're hogging all the black dudes, dude.
Yeah. He goes, I'm not friends with white guys except my brother Donnie and his crazy crew.
And he's questionable. Yeah, just my brother Donnie. And those gays he twirls around with.
Oh, dude, look at that. He's just doing push-ups, looking up a girl's skirt.
That's more my
thing. Dude, that's hilarious. That's actually how Katie and I make out. I do intense push-ups. And then
kiss at the top of every
push-up. I kiss
push-up.
When I do. I go, mwah. 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 Mm-hmm. Mwah. She goes, you did three. I go, shut up. She goes, your arms were shaking. I go, shut up.
Damn. Mark Wahlberg did a lot of dancing with boys.
Dude, I just love that at every moment. It's like his finishing move. He has to do the shirtless thing.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's already happening.
Dude, I love a girl just dancing while you do push-ups, but like at your level, like down, like not up.
I'll say this, though. I'll say this completely.
You should do that, Christine. Just go to the gym squat with Jay dance. And then just dance, squat dance while you're
50 Cent completely ripped off Mark Wahlberg hanging upside down with his shirt off. I mean, that's
oh, wow.
The whole video. By the way, Mark Wahlberg doing actual, like, those, he's doing sit-ups while he's rapping.
Yeah, and it's like a shitty 90s rap, too. It's not just go shorty, it's your birthday.
His body's healthy.
He's spelling out words.
Wealthy.
Double O-D's and all of those T's. I got doodles. Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles and poodles.
Oodles and noodles. And then heat like a poodle.
Poodles and doodles.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man, he was really a terrible, terrible musician.
King Himbo, though.
When do you King think Himbo. The last time he spoke to any of the Funky Bunch was?
When one of them called him, hey, my lights are getting shut off. And he went, I'm sorry, I don't know who this is.
Who's this? You were one of my Funkies in the bunch?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
You guys aren't still making money off that?
Oh, man, he's just making sex tapes in the shower?
Of course, dude. This guy's got to have a naked girl on every... He was so stoked on that. So like a girl could be naked with me in every video we do.
But he also has the face of a man that's never done it before. When you look at him, he's like, what's going on?
Yeah, he's like, what is this? Do I grab your hoots? What are these little guys on the end of your boobs?
Oh, dude. I can't wait for the eventual Mark Wahlberg, Pete Davidson team up.
Well, he's acknowledging something with the Phillies Blunt. We got to hear what he's saying now about Phillies Blunt. He goes, okay, I tried weed. That's all right.
That'll be legalized someday.
Still, cocaine ain't that cool, though. How many PSIs are happening in that room?
Damn.
Yo, pause it again. You're just lower. You don't have to pause it. But I'll tell you this. He says no negativity and positivity in every verse of every song he's ever made.
Do you think they rolled their eyes when the people that actually wrote the song, they're like, what do you want to talk about this one, Mark? He goes, positivity.
And no negativity?
They go, yeah, no, that message is out there, dude. Good vibration.
And also, I noticed, Jerome, you keep going outside a lot. Is that to, like, smoke pot?
Hey, I'm going to have to... Hey, Jerome, I don't want to do this, but I have to burn some sage in here. Because I feel like there's a lot of negativity. Do you guys want me to do your tarot cards?
Also, if you could do me a favor, can you talk into my flower and tell me... Who are you getting that weed from?
Hey, so Enrique buys from a guy in south of town. Have you ever met the guy that Enrique buys from?
Yo, Marky Mark, why are you wearing a flower on your overalls?
Goes,
what? Oh, no, it's like a new thing now.
No, I'll take my shirt off. No wire. Look. They definitely didn't run the wire up my leg and put it around my car. Oh, dude's got.
You're talking to my belt line?
Colorado Rockies hat. Dude, wait, bring that back. This has got to be at least 93. 92, 93.
Look at his video, which is like, just watch, just check me out taking a shower. Fuck it.
Oh, and then the glass breaks. Oh, great. We got the shot.
That's going to cost me.
Damn, he's got a shower. He's still covered in soap.
Oh, hang on. One more. I Need Money. Click it.
What's I Need Money?
Another song. Up. Oh, it's political.
The economy is moving in the right direction. The drop in unemployment is one more sign that the economy is strengthening.
Damn, remember when presidents used to be boring old? I mean, I guess they are now, too, but it's like teacher energy.
Yeah, before Trump.
gotta get
even
money.
Before Obama and before fucking George W. Bush.
Before it was like accessible, the president used to talk and it'd be like, they'd like break through all the broadcasting because the president was giving a message.
But yeah, now Mark's got to let us know about the economy. Marcus?
Trickle-down economics left us all in the dirt.
Let's say you have $5, then you give it into the system.
Check this out. Money is the thing that I need. Money is the thing that I need.
Also, don't do weed.
I spit all over my fucking phone, dude. God damn it. That stupid fucking rap. God damn it.
What did he say? Money? It's a thing I need?
He goes, money is the thing I need. Here, Black Lou, I'll clean that up. Give me that. Oh my God. Fuck.
Check this out. Money is the thing that I need to fulfill my greed. Mark would like to say that I'm fiending just to get paid.
What an absolute... Oh, hell yeah. What a dork.
I need money.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That verse was so short, everything was funny, honey.
Bring
second verse. Can I say something right now? This might be unpopular. I think Vanilla Ice was way better than Marky Mark.
Easily.
Way better.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yo, team, man, I got this great idea. We can get some dough. Yo, kick it. Well, it's Friday night, and I'm calling out my honey. Better have my
today's
money.
Unemployed.
He's saying he's gonna pimp women? Damn, dude.
My brother's a millionaire, he don't even share.
Damn. You're Donnie, you're like, what the fuck, dude?
What do you want, dude? I produce your stupid thing.
Yeah, I let you take it.
You're the one who told me you're gonna write 85 songs about not doing drugs, you dweeb.
I wonder if he's like super stingy with Donnie nowadays.
Oh, he's like, Donnie, you gotta go work at Wahlburgers.
For sure. Do a shift at Wahlburgers tonight and I'll give you a couple bucks.
Donnie, if you want to take Jenny McCarthy to Florida, you're going to have to put in that shift in Wahlburgers.
We're also doing late night summer hours now. You're going to be there late.
Did you clean out the ice cream machine?
Did you change the soda guns?
Okay, did you get the fresh patties for tomorrow?
Did you chop up the onions?
Did you clear the lines?
Did you clear the lines?
Did you clear the lines, Donnie?
Got to get paid.
Oh, fuck, dude. That line made me spit so fucking hard. Thanks, buddy.
Yo. Money. It's what I need.
It's how the economy runs.
To fulfill my greed.
To fulfill my greed.
Oh, God, dude.
Look at the size of them fucking that bra that lady was holding up. Was that a bra? Go back.
Oh, he shaved his head. Damn, this was a different stage. He had to have done this. Here's the deal.
Before that.
I want to know if there's an album after the one with Funky Bunch on it. Did he do a follow-up?
Yeah, look at the size of that bra.
Damn, wow. Some titties.
What a weird thing to have held up.
Those are some double G's. Is there an album after the Funky Bunch one?
Oh, it's got to be one album only, I think.
I would imagine that Feel the Vibration is such a big hit that they were like, we could do two albums.
I don't think so. From all the stealing and sampling of other musicians' songs, I'm sure they had to pay a boatload to make this happen.
You got to believe, 1992.
There you go.
A second album?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Go to it.
There you go. I told you. Yeah, dude, Rob Van Winkle is a better rapper than Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, for sure. God damn it.
Because sure, he took the fucking thing from Freddie Mercury.
Oh, there's a video for You Gotta Believe?
Yeah.
Good, second album. I'll tell you what, much more prolific music career than I thought.
You mean the sophomore endeavor? The sophomore endeavor. I'd love to do a discography. Where's Josh Adam Myers to break this down with his 500 knowledge?
Yeah, where's this in the 500?
This was number 425.
Except I see just in the screen grab, he is wearing a sick Spurs David Robinson jersey.
I'll tell you what, these fucking guys wear everything but Boston shit.
Yeah, zero Boston stuff.
But wasn't this a time period where it was like all about matching colors?
Yep, it was. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Team loyalty didn't mean shit.
It did. I had an LA Kings fucking jacket. I didn't have an Eagles jacket because the Eagles were my team, but Kings had awesome colors.
Black and silver, dude.
Yeah. I don't even like hockey. Can you play the video? Mm-hmm. Thank you. You gotta believe.
Mark Wahlberg's off his second album. I'm in a steel factory now. These guys are taking too long to breaks.
One last time. I'm coming through with the cops now.
Yeah.
He's in the hood of a cop car. Wake up, drug dealers. Your days are numbered.
I gave him all your names. The first album was to get in close with you.
Like a guitar solo in there.
Oh, now he's oiled up and he's fighting guys.
He hasn't said a word yet. You gotta believe that what? You could beat up a guy in a fucking factory?
In a spark fight?
When do you think the last time they watched these videos is?
Let me tell you what happened here exactly. They got writers for him. They put a machine behind him now, and it turns out no one just gave a fuck. His whole flow is completely different here. And more to it's like when MC Hammer did Pumps in a Bump.
Yeah.
It's like this. They just try to do a different
thing. They changed direction.
They try to go. It's like, nah, dude, you're going to rap like actually hard now.
And he also is like, now he's like, can you guys put baby oil on me? Because yes, I noticed that makes me look a lot shinier.
He goes, also, it makes it easier to slip through doors so I can catch people doing bad stuff.
Oh, I love cops. Can I call you guys whenever I need you?
Yeah. Hey, no need for a PBA card. I don't break the law.
No, I don't break the law. Thin blue line, am I right, guys? You guys don't tell on each other.
Hey, Blue Lives Matter. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right. I'll see you guys. Nice shirtless balling, dude.
That sucks.
That's a 6 foot hoop.
I know. It's a short hoop one.
Oh, we're not describing it. He moved from boxing in a steel mill, boxing a guy and kicking the shit out of him with no blood on either one of them.
Well, they're all completely greased up.
It looks like the start of a gay sex.
Those things are skidding off each other. Skid.
It also looks like that old gay sex we watched where they punch each other's shoulders. But then it cuts to them playing basketball, and you can tell the hoop is 7 feet.
No.
7 foot hoop. Watch.
Yes, you're right. It's 7 foot hoop. But here's what I'm saying is really annoying.
Like, oh, I saw
these
your little
three black.
I saw
dudes.
Your little brother had his adjustable hoop. You mind if I dunk on?
I'm telling you what's annoying about who's annoyed about this. The three black guys who have to make it look like. I mean, do you see what he does on him? He cuts him left. He cuts him right and goes right to the hoop and crams it on these guys. And they're like, okay.
He goes, hey, just to let you know, Mark, I played at Houston with Clyde Drexler. I was on Five Slamma Jamma.
Watch
and,
this.
There ain't no way you're doing that to me in the paint.
Watch this dunk.
Look. Right here.
Oh, left. Oh, right down the middle, dude. Oh,
pops a shot left-handed. Hard to stop.
Not one of them even Damn. Put their hands up.
They're not even trying to stop.
No, not
dude, trying. Dude, him looking, trying to look awesome on these little dunks.
Yeah.
Like a kitty.
He goes, it might as well have been him in a pool with little kids while he dunks on them.
God damn, he bullies his own people.
It was he in the studio and he goes, we'll just put a lot of oiled abs on this and this thing will fly.
God, man, I bet he was intolerable to hang with.
Kate Moss recently came out and said that during that shoot, like, that he was. That he showed up with, like, an entourage and was, like, difficult to work with.
Oh. Oh, she got freckles. Mm-hmm. Who is this guy?
I don't like you. I want to do heroin.
I'm going to go off and get waifishly thin.
Hey, Gov. Who is this? Yeah?
Oh, she got freckles.
If I hang one-handed by a pole, it'll make my lats pop.
Dude, it absolutely does, by the way.
It does.
I'm not wrong.
No.
Listen, that we can shit on popping. This guy. We can shit on him for being a narc and a terrible rapper. He knows his dietary and exercise.
Oh, no. Body's healthy. Some dump getting wealthy.
I brought it up for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Don't be jealous, Jacob. Just hang from a fucking pipe.
Dude. Oh, I thought that was Janet.
No way. You've never heard of any of the women that sing behind Marky Mark.
But they dressed her like Janet Jackson on purpose.
I can't believe we haven't done this yet. Christine, do me a favor and look up what happened to the Funky Bunch. There's a story there.
Oh, man, I bet they've done... I want to know if there's any salty interviews. He's like, I'll talk.
They go, by the way, just so you know, when that camera went off, I stuffed that basketball down in his face 18 times in a row.
What the camera doesn't show is that we turned the camera around and there was a 10-foot hoop where adults play.
And we dunked on him.
So,
and he kept saying, guys, not fair, guys.
Guys, I'm going to go to my trailer. You guys are mean.
Yeah. I'm taking the ball and I'm going back to my trailer. He goes, it's the only ball we got, Mark. He goes, I don't care. You guys should have bought your own ball then.
You guys should have been nice to me. Don't be- Donnie bought me this.
Donnie got me this ball. He says, it's my choice who gets to use it.
He gives me none of his money. I made sure that I brought that up in the song Money.
He says, I can let anybody who uses it who I want, and I don't want you guys to.
Because you guys are mean with it. You guys are so mean with it.
Mark, just leave the ball if you can go back to your trailer. No? We should have thought about that before you guys dunked on the regular rim. Let's wrap this sumbitch up, yeah, Lou?
Damn, BigJComedy.com for tickets. He's in Buffalo this tonight through Saturday. Yes. So make sure you go get tickets. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo Helium Comedy Club, one of the best clubs in the country. And you're having one of the funniest human beings ever to walk this planet. So make sure you get tickets. Thursday through Saturday. That's August 11th through the 13th. Then he's going to be in Omaha, Nebraska at the Funny Bone, August 19th and 20th. Tampa, Maryland, and Columbus on the way. Tickets and other tour dates. Ha ha. BigJComedy.com.
Dan Soder's going to be in Phoenix at Stand Up Live, August 18th through the 20th. After that, he's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then the DC Improv, September 8th through the 10th. For tickets and all Dan's tour dates, go to dansoder.com.
To both Stand Up Live in Phoenix and Tulsa, I need you to come out. Tulsa, come on out.
we gotta say it better. Guys, come out for all of these.
Sorry, we'll do it like our friends who were successful. Oh, man. Good luck getting tickets. It's the most dangerous show in Oklahoma.
Yo, I heard we're sold out, but they're releasing 300 more tickets per show today.
Stand Up
Live. It's a 350-seater.
Stand Up Live said they don't know if they can fit any more human souls in there, but we're going to do it. We're going to sell 376 tickets to every single one of those shows.
It's pretty much sold out, but the next 10 callers get 40 tickets apiece.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. They put your boy in a big venue, and they... did it right. I don't know how to do this.
You're doing great. You're Thanks. Doing so
good. We love you guys. BonfireMerch.com. Also, make sure you go check out the Bonfire playlists on Pandora. Search Bonfire SXM and check out Big J's Fuck Rock to Fuck To. It's new right there. You got Jacob Atad's Love Songs and a bunch of other playlists made from the crew. Black Lou, you got a playlist up there?
Yeah, I did the 4th of July American playlist.
Yeah.
And then I have Becky Sirens coming out pretty soon.
Ooh.
Songs for White Women.
Get ready, white ladies. Get ready to get sucking
get
wet.
Ready.
We love you guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, with stories.
Stories and tales.
Stories and tales.
Job less. Feel the vibration.
Body's healthy. No sellout. If you ain't in it to win it, get the hell out.
Hey,
get the HE double hockey sticks out of here.
It smells like drugs in here.
Cheese and rice.
That made me laugh.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.